All right. Welcome back to Beyond the Check Service Industry Podcast, where we talk about all kinds of things service industry related and basically whatever the hell else we want to. I'm Rashawn Parker. So make sure you check out Beyond the Check Worker Owner Edition on Amazon Prime. Streaming now, season one, season two coming soon. Anyway, I have with me today the beautiful, the talented, the hardworking. Is that enough adjectives? Nikki Hill, everybody.
Woo. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Please keep going with the adjectives.
Spectacular, stupendous, miraculously intelligent. Did I mention brilliant yet? I feel like I did. Nikki Hill, everyone.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, Nikki.
Hi.
What's up? You have a beautiful white dress on today.
Thank you. I never really...
Is it a dress or is it a two-piece?
It's a two-piece. It's a skirt and a little shawl top thing going on here. I like to dress like a bum, so... I thought it would be nice to, since I'm not carrying any camera gear around, dress up a little bit.
You can tell in your voice how nice you look.
Oh, thank you.
It's amazing. Thank you so much. I've also dressed up.
I can tell you're to the nines.
I have my designer pajamas on.
What are those, Gucci?
These are Target originals, I believe. I'm not 100% sure on the brand, but definitely Target.
Even better than Gucci.
Gucci. What's Gucci? What's Gucci? A rapper?
Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang. Which is also a sauce, but I know that's spelled differently. Gucci Gang, Gucci Gang.
tasty.
Wait, is this? Appropriate.
Appropriate. What's in that? I don't know.
I don't know either. I know Google it tastes like... I don't know. It feels like a... similar mouthfeel to sweet and sour sauce, I think, but I don't know. It's got like this weird zang.
You got a zang.
It's got a zang.
Gucci sauce with a zang.
Yeah, for sure. Mm.
So, fun things about Nikki. She is a wonderful director of photography and also the director of photography for season two of Beyond the Check. And we got to hang out for a whole week and run around to a whole bunch of different restaurants together.
That was so much fun. Yeah, I had a really good time. Plus, what's not to love about running around at different restaurants and eating food? Like, I mean, I already love meeting new people. And, I mean, obviously I love doing what I do in film. But, like, having food on top of that, like, oh, man, I love to eat. It's a problem.
It's like bringing the passions together. Film and food.
Yeah.
Synergy. Delicious visual synergy.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm. You did a great job, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm editing. I got the first episode cut up and almost finished. So maybe we'll check it out after we're done.
Yes.
You can tell me what you think. Touché. So, yeah, we had a lot of fun. I just want to tell this story just for funsies. So we got to spend a lot of time in the car driving places too. And while we were driving, I just want to pitch this to you people. Let me know what you think. That Nikki came up with this idea that there was the car, like the Siri in the car, took over and was in was now obsessed with the driver of the vehicle, and it was hilarious.
I forgot about her. We didn't even give her a name, did we?
No, I think it was just the car.
Yeah, it was just the car. I don't even remember what we said. Like, we were saying.
I mean, we were just making it up as we go along. But it was like, all right, so, we're going for a car wash today. Let's improv and see what we know. So, all right. Yep, gotta go get my car washed.
Finally, I've always wanted to shower with you, Rashawn.
What? No, I'm going to spray you down. We're just going to the manual car wash.
Did you bring a bath bomb?
Did I bring a bath? What do you need a bath bomb for? No, I'm sure. Pretty sure they just
searching
got like...
Amazon bath bombs.
What? It's a car. What do you
5,689 results.
Oh, no, can you just take me to the car wash, please? Just take us to the car wash. How? Please.
Okay, But at least take me to dinner first.
No, we just need to go wash the... You just need to get the car washed.
Loading. Navigation. Nearest restaurant. Italian. My favorite. I hope they have extra gasoline.
Damn it, car. Yeah. So, basically like that. That was fantastic. We just totally made that up as we went. Yeah. Bravo. So, you know.
I love her.
Obsessed car.
Confessions. She knows what she wants.
Coming soon somewhere.
What a woman.
Yeah, she's really in the driver's seat.
Oh my god.
Oh.
Bro.
So, Nikki, let's talk about you a little bit. Like tell me all about your life. Like, you know, where were you born?
So
how many siblings you got? What's your favorite color?
Okay. Germany.
Germany. Born in Germany.
Oh, yes. I was born in Heidelberg Hospital, which is apparently now torn down, which sucks, I think. I get mixed up on which fact it is, whether it's torn down or I know for closed sure that. Down. Yeah, or closed down. I think it's closed. No,
babies
I know
definitely
what it
aren't
is.
Born there anymore is the point.
Yeah, it's a school now. It's a like a medical school, I think. Also, my doctor died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
Are you okay? I mean.
Did you know him well?
No.
No, never met him a day in your life? I mean, except for that one day?
Yeah, except for that one time.
That one
apparently
day.
He was a good man, though.
When you entered the world.
He was a good man. Rest in peace, Dr. Man.
Doctor Man was his
German Doctor Man.
German Doctor Man, not like Doctor Man, but like Doctor Man.
Doctor Man,
cool.
Doctor Man,
rest in peace, Doctor Man.
R.I.P. P.O.P. Hold it down.
So you were born in Germany. How'd you end up in Savannah, Georgia?
A good old thing called military happened, yeah, which is how sense. I was born there in the first place. And then we moved back to the States, and my family is kind of like spread out around Georgia. So somehow, somewhere or another, I ended up going to school in Virginia, and then I didn't like it there really. So I was like, well, I'm going to look into this whole SCAD business. And that's what landed me here, pretty much. But yeah, here
that's
I am.
What landed me here too.
Really?
And in $300,000+ of debt.
Don't remind me.
It was a lovely good time. So fun facts. Just like a lot of us, Nikki through school also waits tables.
Indeed, I do. Thank God it's not two floors of tables or something. I can just see the entire floor, because otherwise I'd crap my pants.
Yeah. I've worked in restaurants where I had 3 to 4 of levels of floors, and you had to like literally like the trays, you know, with the lids, and you stack them up, and you had to run these like, you know, like 12 plates up and down the stairs on trays. Like,
yeah, I know. I worked at a restaurant very briefly where I had to essay doing that. No way.
Nah.
Never again. The most anxiety I've ever felt in my life there.
It was like the kitchen's like all the way downstairs, like in the basement.
Exactly.
And there's rooms like millions of miles away on the other side of town that you have to get to.
It's like, oh, geez, this is not.
And then they seat you in like 5 different rooms, and you're like, oh my God, I can't.
Yeah,
there's no way I'm getting back to that other side of the building.
Hey, so
right now.
We're gonna let old Charlie here go home early. So now you've got his section too. By the way, it's halfway across the restaurant. Good luck.
Fucking
luckily,
Charlie.
I've never had to deal with that. But that is my worst nightmare. No.
Which have you had? Literally. Do you mean that literally?
No. I have really weird nightmares.
I'm always in adventures. Like, my nightmares aren't, like, scary. I mean, maybe they would be to other people, but they're just, like, usually more like adventures. Like, it's just, like, dramatic and, like...
Right.
This is fucking crazy and not right. But I don't ever wake up with, like, night terrors.
Well, I'll definitely have adventures, but they're usually, like... really fucked up. Like, they're usually about like the zombie apocalypse or something.
Would most people consider that like a nightmare?
I don't know. I mean, I do because it's terrifying. Like, I have like a really fucked up brain when it comes to like nightmares. Like, all of a sudden, like, I've literally felt explosions in my dream before, like the rattling and the shaking and watching people just blow up.
Like, damn, girl.
I don't know what's wrong with me.
Y'all having fucking crazy dreams.
I know. And it's, like, I'll have a good day and, like, you know, I'll watch some good TV. This is World War Four. Randomly.
Calm down, brain.
I know, right? Jesus, so vivid. Right.
Have you tried not sleeping, maybe?
Actually, last night I didn't go to sleep until like 4 or 5 a.m.
Me too. I worked all night, though.
Gosh darn. Senior at SCAD status.
Almost graduated.
Oh, man.
Yeah, so she's a server, student, and director of photography of a television show.
Indeed.
I haven't even graduated yet.
I know. So, got all these things coming
busy.
Up.
Staying busy.
Indeed. Indeed. Busy, busy bee.
Ha. How's work been?
Work has been pretty good. It's been kind of interesting. Last week, the week before our last, actually, we were kind of busy. But it's been kind of like a steady kind of business. Some really shitty people coming in lately, though. What's up with that? Really cool people too, but like,
people are either super fantastic tippers and like over tipping and awesome, or they just stiff you. Like, it's literally that crowd. It's the people who want to go out, right? And so they want to pay to go out. They're like, you know what, these people are, you know, out here doing their thing. They deserve to make more money because they're working in the pandemic, right? So these people who decide to go out even though they know they shouldn't or whatever, and then they tip more. Yeah. And those people just don't give a fuck, and they're like, well, you gotta fucking go out. And they're like, shh. There's a dollar.
What I don't understand are the anomalies that go out to restaurants, and they're so nice, and they talk about how great you did, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm gonna get at least, you know, 25-30%.
No, that compliment was your tip.
I know, dude.
You were the best server. 10%. You're the best server we ever had. Thank 10%. You so much.
10%. By the way, guys, at the bottom of your receipt, that, and I know it says suggested tip, but please don't tip anybody 10% unless they literally like threw water in your face and called you an asshole or something. Like, why?
And even then, you still have to leave 10%. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I mean, come on. Like, they could have just had a bad day. I mean, I don't know. You have to remember maybe you did deserve the water in your face, you asshole. No, I'm just kidding.
I once spilled a margarita on a baby's head. It wasn't on purpose. It was a total accident.
I can totally see that. There's been plenty of times where I've actually had kids come in recently, and I always get so nervous because, you know, their parents obviously order drinks, and at my establishment that I work at, like, we make the beers, and you know, it'll be like half Guinness, half whatever. And so it'll, like, the beers will be like coming off, the foam will be coming off the glass and like spilling down the side of the glass. And I go to carry the beers, because I mean, I don't feel like getting a tray. I can carry three glasses in my hands or whatever. And I go to carry them, and I get so nervous, like, bringing drinks over a child's head, because like, I always, back to my sick imagination, I just imagine it falling all over the place and everybody just getting mad at me. And oh geez.
Oh yeah, I did that. It was with the margarita. Oh, just Jesus. On the baby's head. Like, yeah, like,
Well, now the parents got some margarita for later.
Yeah, she didn't have her ID on her or anything, so.
Oh Jesus.
The baby, I mean.
Oh, I see.
She was obviously not of age. But I did. I spilled a pitcher of water on a guy's lap one time.
Holy cow!
And it actually went well because he was okay. He was cool about it. But his wife instantly was like, "Oh, it's okay, honey. He hasn't taken a shower for 3 days. He needed."
Oh snap!
I was like, "Oh, thank you. You made me feel better." Yes.
I mean, I would be that person. Like, I can't, when I go out to restaurants, or when I talk to other people in general, like, I can't be, like, even if I'm like, oh, man, this person really sucks, I can't ever verbalize it, you know what I mean? Like, I'm always like, it's okay, because I don't want to be the inconvenience, even though they're being the inconvenience, because I'm getting the secondhand embarrassment, so I don't want to be even, it to be even more embarrassing by being an asshole about it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, because I didn't spill a pitcher of water, but I did spill, like, 4 Coca-Cola red cups of water on, like, these chicks. They were, like, ready to go out that night. They were all dressed up and everything. It was terrible.
They had to all go home and change. There's no.
They were kind of assholes, so maybe they deserved it.
Why were they drinking sodas?
It was water.
Oh, it was water.
That they probably really needed.
Oh, it was water. That's fine.
Yeah, but it was still like, you know, it was cold water, you know, it had like ice in it and everything. Well,
they were probably frigid bitches.
I know, right? What difference did it really make there?
Calm down, Karens. It's okay.
It's okay. It's okay. It's just some water. It's just water.
You're going to dry.
A little bird bath.
Go in the bathroom and just turn on the hand dryer and it'll be fine. It's happened in a million movies.
You would pay like $85 for this at a spa. A nice cold bath,
right? It's a new, it's therapeutic. It's a,
it's, yeah, it's a new thing we're trying out.
It's a nice bath, shower, spritz,
spritz
thing, something to that effect.
Geyser,
geyser. It's the therapeutic geyser. Very therapeutic. How did we get there? I don't know.
It's us.
Anyway, how's school?
School is going.
You're almost done.
Interesting. Yeah. Yeah, almost done.
We got one more quarter?
No.
2 more quarters.
Yeah, something like that. I remember calculating it, but I think I'll be graduating like December, January or something like that. I could graduate sooner if I take 4 classes, but I am not a masochist, so I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, don't do that. That's way too much.
I'm going to be struggling with 3, so I'm good.
I was a fan of 2. I took 2.
I wish I could take 2, but that gosh darn GI Bill won't let me, I tell you.
Why would Dude Man send me that? You're in front of the camera there, Jordan. Say hi.
Jordan.
Jordan just came in with a message saying that my show is picking up in popularity. I was featured in a local Beaufort magazine.
Oh, we were, snap. Yeah.
So, while we were shooting Nona Rosa, which is an Italian restaurant in Okiti. Okiti. I said it right, guys.
I think it's Okiti, but.
Okiti? What? No, it's Okiti.
It was close enough.
Okay. Okay. Oh, kitty.
No, you, as long as you didn't say
Okiti.
Okiti.
Okay. Okiti. Okiti.
Because I remember being like, I remember saying like Okiti, like boba tea. I think that's how I remembered
boba tea.
Okiti,
boba tea.
Boba tea. Okiti.
Boba tea. Boba tea. Boba tea. Boba tea. Boba tea.
Boba tea. Boba tea. Boba tea.
Yeah, so
heck yeah.
I guess there's an ad, a thing we should look up when we're done.
Woohoo!
Let's see what it says.
Can
about.
I put that on my resume? No, I'm just kidding.
That would, you can definitely put it online. Hey, everybody, so if you're interested, go check out Beaufort Magazine. A local Beaufort Magazine. I guess I'm not 100% sure which one. And look for Beyond the Check and Nona Rosa, which would be featured in that, with Chef Pepe, which was... Yeah.
Fun time.
Yeah. We got there and there's a reporter waiting for him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was really interesting.
Mm-hmm. First time.
Yeah.
Good times.
Good times.
Yeah.
Good food. Fun.
Italian. Your favorite.
Oh, man. I want Italian right now. I always want Italian.
Hey, I'm making
Alfredo.
Chicken
linguine. Yeah. Oh, man.
Alfredo. Broccoli.
Heck. Oh, broccoli, too? That's my favorite vegetable. Did you know that?
I know that now. I actually did. That's why I bought it. I was like, you know what? She likes Italian and broccoli's her favorite. So you're welcome. Because I love you
so much. Yeah. I don't deserve this award.
I just wish this bowl of fettuccine could last never endingly.
I'll just hold it in my
hand. It's not Olive Garden, Nikki.
You know, I like
not never ending.
I like those jokes where like somebody they'll like shake hands with their crush or like touch their crush or something, and they're like, "I'm never washing my hand again." But that's me with Alfredo. I'm just gonna hold it forever in my hands.
That could get rancid. Forever
cupping it. It's okay. It's better that way.
Okay, true story. I don't know if it's actually true, but I definitely told people this story. I met Chris Farley in New York City outside of Planet Hollywood when I was in high school, and we had like a theater trip to New York. And this is when Planet Hollywood was actually open, like not too long after it opened, because Chris Farley was obviously still alive. And him and David Spade were promoting Tommy Boy there that day. And so as we were leaving, they were standing outside, and like it was a line of people, and they're just all shaking hands as like walked by. So I actually shook Chris Farley's hand with my left hand.
So you were a living, breathing version of that story.
So I guess Chris Farley might have been left-handed.
Oh.
Anyway. Yeah, so then I just tell people that I didn't wash my hand for like ever again. I was like, yeah, I tell them that story that I shook Chris Farley, and I'm like, yep, still haven't washed it.
Nope, yep.
But yeah, I shook Chris Farley's hand.
That's awesome.
True story.
I've never touched limbs with a famous person before.
No?
Nope.
I got a few stories.
Yeah? Yeah. Many a famous?
I got a great Ellen Barkin story.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You know, anybody know who Ellen Barkin is?
I have no idea.
Okay, so Ocean's 11, 12, 13?
Okay, I know of the movie.
Okay, the last one, the 13th one.
Mm-hmm. The 13th one?
11,
who? 12, okay, 11. Hold on.
It wasn't the 13th one, but the third one.
Who?
Ocean's 13.
That's a bad number.
Well, it started with Ocean's 11, which was just a remake of an old Frank Sinatra movie. Right.
I'm just kidding. I'm just joking. Don't hate me.
Anyway, Ellen Barkin's in that movie, and at the end, she's the lady with the diamonds. Anyway, she was here for a film festival, and my roommate at the time, she just wanted to go to the film festival and like whatever, and so like I got to go to the after hours and stuff because like I always bought gold passes, and so I take her, and she just like she's this tiny little girl, and she just walks directly over into like the VIP section, and, like sat down next to Ellen Barkin, and nobody stopped her, and then Ellen just start chatting.
Oh.
And the next thing you know, she's like, oh, so they're all like gonna go like to this bar or whatever. And Jessica comes back and she's like, hey, they're all going to go over here and they invited us to come. Would you want to go hang out with Ellen Barkin? And we're like, sure. So we all go and we're just hanging out with Ellen Barkin. And I'm like sitting talking to her assistant. And they're drunk. Like everybody's, Jessica's drunk. Ellen's probably pretty wasted by this point. And her assistant comes up to me and she's like, could you maybe get her Jessica away from Ellen for a little while? Like she's just, you know, annoying, drunk little girl. And so I'm like, yeah, sure, whatever. I'm like, Jessica, come on, you need to leave Ellen alone for a little bit, whatever. And then next thing you know, Ellen comes running up behind her. She's like, where's my little Jessica? I want my little Jessica back. And I just look at the assistant and I'm like, I guess they want to hang out. I don't know. And then next thing you know, they're like in this corner bawling their eyes out together. And Ellen's like, yeah, I love this. Like the daughter I never had. And Jessica's like, Ellen Barkin said she was her daughter.
What a story. I wonder if they remember that. Of Ellen Barkin.
I don't know if Ellen does, but I'm pretty sure Jessica probably does.
The daughter I never had.
Yeah, so like she was just like a highlight of it. We got back to the house and she's just like, oh my god, Ellen Barkin.
That's awesome.
So one of the highlights of her life probably, if she remembers it.
Oh, heck yeah.
I think she remembers. I don't know. Yeah.
Dang. I wish I had a story like meeting someone like, I don't know. I want to meet someone like weird, like Bjork, and just have her like maybe slap me or something in the face. And I'd be like, Bjork slapped me.
I got slapped by Bjork.
Oh my god.
That's kind of badass.
I know, right? Wouldn't it be?
Yeah.
That'd be so badass.
And just like,
I would just get her.
Have the mark tattooed.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
This is the outline. Like a murder outline.
This is where it happened.
On your face.
Exactly.
From Bjork.
I'm a walking museum.
Yeah. If she'd autograph it too?
Oh, man.
Tattoo that autograph on there?
Yes, please.
Now you are art.
Now I am
art. Bjork's art.
And then she can put me on her like album cover.
Bjork, if you're listening.
Please.
This girl needs you to slap her.
Slap me.
Slap her hard. Leave a mark.
Please. Get these tattoos. Or you could just like, I don't know, just say my name once in your cute little Icelandic voice. And I'd be like, oh, well, yeah, I can die happily.
Well, I don't know if I know what Bjork's voice really sounds like.
It's like this.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like some kind of... That doesn't sound anything like her voice.
It's real cute, though.
It's very cute. She has a very cute little weird voice. I love her. She's a great person. She's a weird person, which makes her great.
There's no Sinead O'Connor.
Yeah.
Whatever happened to Sinead O'Connor?
Some people just...
Where is she now?
Some people just like to... I mean, I...
It didn't go well for her after that whole SNL thing, but, you know.
I do the similar thing where I kind of fade away, you know what I mean? Into the night when it comes to, like, social media or, like, any kind of presence usually. Like, I used to post pretty regularly on, like, Facebook or Snapchat or whatever. And then I just kind of decided, I was like, you know what? I just don't feel like doing this.
It's a pain in the butt.
It really is like a...
And then you want the likes. You're like, and then if you don't get a bunch of likes, you're like, well, what's the point? This is like, yeah. This is worthless.
It really isn't.
But if you don't post, then you're not going to, battle, you know,
of mud.
Right? You just got to stick in like a lane, right? So if you're going to post on social media,
and then,
you don't necessarily need to be, you know, it's more, you should focus more on your interests, right? Than on like just really conversing with people. Yeah, but, you
that's
know?
True.
And then, but then really conversing with people who are interested in the same things. I think that's what the groups are for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I feel like groups are a better way to use social media than just, like, you know, checking out your friend's breakfast and stuff, which, don't get me wrong, my friends make some amazing breakfast sometimes, and I totally like that shit.
Well, the thing is, it's, like, easier said than done, because, like, for me, on my Instagram, I use it, like, as my, you know, like, people make websites, and they, I guess, still use them, but technically, like, your Instagram and stuff like that is your portfolio, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I see all these other people's Instagrams, I'm like, wow, like, it's so organized and everything's all color coded and it's all beautiful. And then that, like, stresses me out because I look at mine, I'm like, oh my god,
it's a hot mess,
oh my god. And then I just overthink everything, and then I never post anything.
Yeah, and then you have to post it everywhere. So you can't just post Instagram. You have to put that on your Twitter, and you have to put that in your...
I was told, actually, the other day...
Oh, update. Oh. The magazine is called Buford Sun, he believes.
Oh.
So look up the Buford Sun and check out an article about it. Beyond the Check, Worker Owner Edition, and Nona Rosa again.
Yeah, yeah.
This is not a commercial.
We repeat, this is not a commercial, but we would really appreciate it.
But feel free to post it on all social media platforms, which I will be doing shortly after this recording.
But yeah, I really need a...
Do you cook?
I cook sometimes.
I lately, cook for you.
Yes.
Who cooks for you?
Me and Aiden, we've been total lazy sacks of poop lately. We've just been ordering nothing but Uber Eats every day.
Oh my god.
I can't remember the last time I cooked something.
I don't like Uber. I don't like my food delivered from a restaurant. It's always got jumbled up, right? It's never like as hot as it should be. That's why we always
order from the same places.
Because the ones you trust.
Yes. Yeah. You got to have that bonding relationship. Jersey Mike's.
Jersey Mike's. Oh, a cold sub? Oh, sure. Yeah, trust you can't him. Fuck that up.
I trust Jersey Mike's. TBH, we did cold get an subs. Order today.
I trust cold subs
to be
delivered to me. Yeah.
It can be messed up. Trust me.
So you're not going to order like a Ruth Chris steak, right? On Uber Eats and like...
Well,
have it be anywhere as good as it should be for the amount of money you probably just paid to have it delivered.
It's fine, because all you gotta do, man, is like, if your fries are like soggy or something, just throw them in the broiler. You know what I mean?
I mean, yeah, as good as new. You know, I'm a toaster oven person myself, because it makes the whole life easier.
Exactly. It's like, boom, bam, thank you,
man. Toaster oven really does bring things back to life. Unlike a microwave, indeed, which just, you know, can ruin
every time
things.
I think of toaster ovens, I can't think of anything else but toaster strudels, but that's not even where you make toaster strudels.
You
make,
I mean, you could make the toaster strudels in there.
Toaster.
Yeah, but the toaster oven is also a toaster, but it's also an oven.
That is true, but I feel like it's just so much more work
nah.
to put things in the toaster oven.
You just gotta open the door first and then slide the things
well,
in.
Well, I know, but
and
like,
then close the
I
door.
Feel like it, well, not work, but more like it takes more time. Because you got to wait for it to heat up versus being like...
No, I feel like you've never had a toaster oven. Or at least a good one.
I just never used it.
Oh, man. They're the best.
Maybe I need to use toaster ovens again.
Because, okay. So, like, fried chicken, right? You want to reheat your fried chicken.
Mm-hmm.
The oven's so huge. You need to turn that thing up to, like, you know, 350.
That is very true. But the boiler heats up really quickly. You just got to keep an eye on everything.
But then you just have the top heat, and yeah, then you got to keep an eye on it. But a toaster oven, mind you, heats up faster than an oven super quick. So, like, you need a 350. Takes like 2 minutes.
Heard.
Right?
Oh, I see.
Yeah, and then you just pop that bad boy in your toaster oven.
That makes sense. It's so much smaller, too. I just don't have the space in my house for one of those. Like, I barely even had space for my microwave.
Yeah, get rid of the microwave.
Just get rid of
the toaster oven. I mean, you can't make soup in the toaster oven, but like.
That's true. But, I mean, you can figure out a way.
Heating up coffee, not in the toaster oven.
Ugh, no.
Liquids, you need the microwave.
How do you feel about that? What kind of coffee drinker are you? Because I recently started really getting into coffee, drinking it pretty much every day, but like, still.
Turns into crack after a while.
I am still that weirdo that I will reheat my coffee that I made like an hour ago. But some people are like, no, that's old coffee. Don't you ever put that in front of my face. You know? And I'm like, oh, man.
I'm going to catch a lot of
flack
for this.
Your life is really sad if you're going to get that mad about an hour old coffee.
Huh? Okay, so I French press my coffee. And then I put it in a Yeti. And so it'll stay hot in the Yeti, like, you know, most of the day. So then I'll just like pour out, I'll just use it as like a thermos basically and, you know, pour coffee out for the rest of the day. But then sometimes I don't drink it all and I'll just put the Yeti in the refrigerator and I will, in fact, like first thing in the morning, wake up and I'll just warm up that coffee from yesterday and have first thing before I make new coffee. So,
well, yeah, I mean.
But some people would be like, that's old, that's gross. Ooh, why would you do that?
Yeah, like. It's just so...
Fine. It's totally fine.
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's like snobs about every single thing, really. I mean, shit. I know there's definitely snobs about film. But like...
They're all at SCAD.
Oh, man.
No, they're not all there. They're everywhere.
But majority.
I always...
You know what I heard the other day? I'm going to spill
what
some
did you,
tea. I'm
what did
some
you
tea.
Hear the other day?
I'm about to spill some tea. I some heard... Tea.
Party.
Two of my classmates talking to each other when we went into our little breakout meeting thing, and they were like, you know, man, like, it's so I just hate it when people don't like appreciate the film history and know their classics. And then like literally the next day I had class with that person.
This is like an 19-year-old, 20-year-old.
They just got schooled in class. Because there was like some question about like one of like a movie or something, and they were like, "Oh, well, I didn't know." And it's like, "Oh, okay, wow, you hypocrite!" And also, it's just
you
like,
didn't know your classics, bud.
Yeah, it's like at the same time. Like, can we just
you gotta
like,
know your classics, bud?
You don't have to like, you know what I mean? Like, I think I have more of an opinion about this because I came into film not because I am a film buff. I came into film because I wanted to make people feel something, and I wanted to like
create.
I wanted to revoke. That's not the right
invoke.
Word. Invoke. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Invoke emotions out of people because I made like little small videos at the end of the year when I was in high school of all my friends and like all the little clips that I recorded, and I would put them together and like do like a little music video thing. And that's why I thought that I wanted to go into music videos, because of how happy everybody was to see those things, you know. And I guess that was also a time where technology was still, you know, it wasn't as, everybody wasn't recording all the time now, you know, right. like they do now. But
so it was more special.
Yeah.
Yeah. Videos used to be more special and you got to show them to people and you're like, oh, well, amazing.
Yeah. You remember this? You remember this from last Tuesday? Now it's just
like, hey, man, look at my phone.
Yeah. But like, I don't know. It's just like, can we just appreciate that we all come from different ways of looking at film and we all like, you know, some people are really into the technical side of it and some people like, because they were also commented, they were like, you know, some, I hate it when people are like all into like one like side of it or like the technical side or whatever, and they don't even know how to like move the tripod at the right time, and they're like camera ops and don't even. And it's like, can you like?
You're still not, in school, maybe? Man. Still in school, bud.
Dude, and I'm like, I know
you don't even really know yet, bud.
There's like an array of people, you know, at SCAD for sure. There's people that are literally working, you know, really nice jobs in their field while going to school. And then there's people that are like being or training to be an EMT while also going to school. And like, yeah, there's like some people doing some crazy stuff at SCAD in my classes. But yeah,
someone who's training to be an EMT and going to art school at the same time.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. Well, he knew he needed a backup, didn't he? Smart man. Smartest person at SCAD right there.
Smart and very talented he is. But, like, I don't know.
See, I always had this opinion that you should never listen to other film people's critiques on your work because they're always going to find something to pick apart. The most important person to listen to is the nobody's jack, gel, random human being, right? They will have the best opinion because they don't know you. And they're literally just going to tell you what they think and if they liked it or not, right? So, like, regular people are the important people, not, like, the film critic.
Yeah, and, like, that's what I have to...
If people like it, people like it. If they don't, they don't. And if people are like, no, that was terrible, then it was probably terrible.
I get really, like, caught up in, like, when I'm looking at my, like, footage or, you know... I get really caught up in, like, okay, this wasn't, you know, as crisp as I wanted it to be, or, like, there's a little bit too much noise in this, and I could see it if I zoom in really closely. And I saw something online the other day where I was like, trying to figure out something, and it said, it was, like, a form thing, and you know in, like, forms, people have, like, their name, and they have, like, a little quote or something, I guess. I don't really know how that works. I've never been on a form. But it said, like, some quote, like, if people are paying attention to the noise of your image, then it's not a good image or something like that. And, like, that even just made me go, I mean, you know, there's a certain point, you know, if you have, like, too much noise where it's like, oh.
But yeah, I like, mean, if people are into the story and what's happening and it's a, you well, I'm know, talking about, and like, it's a decent shot.
It was like, it was.
And it's a decent shot.
Yeah, it was talking about photography.
Okay. It's a pretty picture. We don't care about the noise because that is a beautiful picture.
Yeah, but I mean, like, when it comes to film, that's a different thing. I mean, it's like, because it's like moving, so you can see the noise, like, alive.
And you will beat yourself up about it, but here's a fun fact. If you go even watch anything on HBO on your on a 4K television, 56-inch, 65-inch TV, whatever, all that grain is inside of that. Go watch Game of Thrones. You can see the pixelation happening. Because it happens. It's just digital. Like, it's just the way it is. So we...
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I've never owned anything like 4K or anything. So everything I see, you know, it's going to be HD.
So everything, once it's streamed, right? So, once it's digitized, like, because we shot digital anyway. Yeah, that's all there. So even the high-end stuff. Go watch any of the Avengers movies. Like, in the shadows and stuff. Like, yeah, you'll see, like, the rings and the lines and stuff that mm-hmm. happen because, yeah, it's all there. So when you're beating yourself up so bad, remember, it's in everything.
Yeah, I need to stop doing that to myself because it really stifles my creativity.
Yeah, because you're beating yourself up over the small things that other people, the general public, John Q. Public, isn't paying attention to. They're just like, oh, it was funny. Or, man, that looks delicious. You know, like, to them, they're not looking for if the boom popped into the frame for a hot second, they'll never notice. A film person will notice, be like, that was a boom pole just popped in there.
Yeah, but like, I also look like, you know, if I were to put it on my website, I'm like, ooh, I want this to be as perfect as possible. You know what I mean? Because like, I'll see other people's work, especially like other classmates, I guess. And I'd be like, oh, wow, like, you know, it looks really like, you know, professional. But then I notice, or I've realized that, you know, when I'm looking at these images on their Instagram or whatever, it's literally just screen grabs of the film. It's not the, you know, the whole thing. And I have to realize that, like, that's why photography and that's why photography and film are so different, because for film, you can't really critique someone on, you know, the way that they, did the film if it's just like a screen grab. I follow this
because you have a whole another 90 minutes to critique.
Yeah, like I follow this subreddit where I think it's called cinematography.
That was a great shot, and that, you know, that's, you know, beautiful shots.
Right? Yeah, it's the cinematography subreddit, and people have a habit of just posting like a screen grab of their film, and it looks really, really good.
Yeah, and you're going to get the best, you know, frame that you can get.
Yeah, and then I'll go to like the comment section, and I'm like, you know, like looking for like everybody be like, oh my god. And
if like, you scroll through any movie frame by frame, you'd be like, look at Tom Hanks's ridiculous face, or it's slightly out of focus right there for 1 second, right? Like, you'd find all kinds of things.
Yeah, and and to my surprise, like, people were just like, you know, you can't, like, we can't give you a fair or like, we can't give you a critique because this is not like film. Like, this is not cinematography. Cinematography is about lighting your actors in motion. Mood.
Yeah.
Like
capturing the emotion of the moment within an image, which I guess is like photography, but that's where it ends and then the rest of it.
Yeah, like I guess like
is talking and music and
yeah. Photography is just like trying to tell a complete story in one still. But I mean, film can be like that too, but it's more like the culmination of everything, like the rising and the falling and the way that your characters look as they move throughout their space and how it's changing them,
because you get a whole bunch of different frames and a whole bunch of different meanings as it moves, right? If you're playing in depth, then like, you know, as your actors move to and fro, that all means something different while they're moving because of the action, the emotion of why they're doing it, the framing of it to mean what it means when the one actor comes close and the other actor's far away, right? Or vice versa, blah, 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 exactly. Blah, 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 story and
blah, 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 relative blah, blah, story side, and blah, 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 depth cue, blah, blah, blah,
blah. Anyway.
How long have we been going?
We've been rocking, but we also had a good 5 minutes or so of dicking around before with the washing machine running and the air conditioner on. And, you know, technical things that we shouldn't really care that much.
Exactly.
Anyway, this was fun.
This was so much fun.
We should totally do this again sometime.
Yes, thank you for having me on the podcast.
Thanks for being on the podcast. Right? First time guest, long time listener.
Yes.
Yeah. And so me and Nikki are going to do this fun news show called Beyond the Check Truckin' Edition.
Yeah. That's going to be so fun.
Yeah, so more not 100% food, sure when
food,
yet, but
more food.
It's coming, man. So if you got food trucks out there somewhere in the coastal empire, hit me up on Facebook, Beyond the Check _ or hold on, wait a minute. Facebook at Beyond the Check, Instagram at Beyond the Check _, Twitter at Independent Lasagna Productions, and I'm Rashawn Parker. That's Nikki Hill.
That's me.
Go watch Beyond the Check Worker Owner Edition Season 1. And look out for Season 2, where this girl has made all the food so sexy.
Food porn.
Yeah. She was in charge of the food porn. Did a fantastic job too.
Does that mean I can call Pornhub up? And no, I'm just kidding.
I mean, it would be hilarious if you submitted a couple of those little trailers you made for the restaurants.
Yeah, I'm just like, hey, I got something.
Just to Pornhub, just
Where's
for fun.
The revenue?
That would be hilarious. You should try it and see what happens. Watch it get like a million views.
On April Fool's Day, just like.
That sexy roll up. Oh, man. Look at that girl rolling that silverware. Oh, that is hot.
Dude. The views.
The views. All right. Nikki Hill, rock and roll, keep it fancy. I don't know.
Keep it fancy. I will keep it fancy.
Woo. All right. Well, see ya. Chat with you next time. Cheers.
See you later, alligators.
After a while, crocodiles. Oh.